What happens if you don't hold a Latina back? If she never hears, "You can't do that"? Well, you might get someone like Michelle Gomez. Gomez is a skip tracer. That means she finds people who are on the run. People, or sometimes things, that have skipped town. Gomez uses public records, online databases, and some old-fashioned sleuthing to track fugitives down. And she only takes cases that others have been unable to crack. Gomez was recently profiled in Wired magazine and joins us from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas. Welcome to Latina USA, Michelle.
Thank you.
How did you even get into this? You don't just stumble upon this kind of a career.
I've always was intrigued by putting things together without instruction. I've always put things together easily, just came natural. And I was born into a family of engineer. We also have a family in law. So with those two unique DNAs, you can become somebody special. And I guess I'm special. God gave me a gift. Back in 2001, 2002, the word skip tracer surfaced. And I never even heard of the word skip tracer. At this time, when they proposed this job to me, I was uncomfortable. But when I began to see the success, and you can separate your two, the job and your personal life, you become a pro. And after a year, I opened up my own business and success came daily. The cases became harder. And here I am today on the radio with you.
So can you just describe, you know, what you look like?
I'm 4'11". I'm very petite. I'm thin. I'm very fit. I can run very, very fast when I have to, even in chanclas, if you have to say. I'm prepared to run, and I'm prepared for anything. I have game plan A, B, and C backed up. If I'm in a position that I've put myself in danger or something in a location or a neighborhood, I'm a normal person. I'm a mother. I have short hair. I have to change my look all the time. I am doing a man's job. That would take a lot of bravery to confront people in the neighborhoods that are less fortunate. And it is quite scary, though. I don't know if I'm going to come back sometimes safe. And so my mother's always worried. Michelle, when are you leaving? Are you protected? I'm like, yes, I'm protected. I have security with me, or I have this, or I have that. And I always come home with a smile. I have my case closed. I have, you know, a location of where my subject is at. I report it to my client and I'm on to the next case until this is brewing, or I have to, you know, each case has to have patience. So I always have to be careful of how much persistence I take to each case depends on my patience, because sometimes I do get antsy. And once I know I want to locate or pin my subject down, I still have to give patience to that case, because if you're too hasty, you can ruin information.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me what happens when you do feel that fear, when all of a sudden, I mean, you sometimes, Michelle, the fear.
I do the sign of the cross. I'm like, Dios ayúdame, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you don't know if you're going to come out successful. Sometimes there's dogs. That's why when you do recon or surveillance, you have to see what's there. Is there going to be an animal? Is there going to be a dog? What kind of dog? I might have to either come with my bologna or a treat or something. I always take two or three trips before I actually do the recovery.
That's so cute. So you actually carry bologna in your bag sometimes if you know there's going to be.
I carry bacon, dog treats, bologna. I am always prepared. You have to be prepared. If you don't go prepared, you're not going to come back successful.
So we've been talking a lot about STEM, particularly with Latinas. And one of the things that's come up is that a lot of the Latinas who are basically graduating now with STEM degrees, there's just no one who has, in fact, created this path. So for you, are you becoming a mentor now?
Well, we've always been, I guess, labeled as minorities. And I don't think that that's even true anymore, because we are out there. We just have to be stronger, more independent. We have to be wiser. We have to take our knowledge and expand it and show it to our kids, show it to strangers, show it to Latinas that need that self-esteem, that brightness in us. A lot of us have a lack of self-confidence. And it just takes that one person to say, you can do it. Anything is possible. And if you get up in the morning and wake up to say, today I'm going to do this and I'm going to conquer it, and you do it, you accomplish your own fears, you can do anything. And there's nothing impossible in this world that a Latina cannot do.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. It was great talking to you.
Thank you. It was great talking to you, Ms. Hinojosa.
Michelle Gomez is a skip tracer who was recently profiled in Wired magazine. She joined us from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas. Gracias de nuevo, Michelle. That was great.
Gracias. Thank you.